You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Are you tired of being tired? Yeah, you sleep enough hours and eat all the right foods, but you just can't get enough energy. And by the time it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're just ready to take a nap. Now, I find that the number one symptom of my patients, including children, complains all about fatigue, being tired, chronically tired and exhausted. So today on Nature's Secret, I want to talk to you about the mighty mitos. Now, these are the importance of mitochondria, mitochondrial health for balanced energy, optimal vitality, and a pain-free and trim body. Now, the mighty mitos is the number one secret to the number one health complaint of fatigue. So what is mitochondria? It's all in about our cells. These are tiny little organelles that are energy factories that turn the food we eat, such as fat and carbohydrates and protein, and the oxygen we breathe into energy. The combination of food and oxygen into a chemical called ATP. ATP, adenosine triphosphate. Now, these the most intensive energy cells that are in the brain, the heart, the eyes, and the muscles. And there are thousands, literally thousands of these little powerhouses, what I call mighty mitos, in these tissues. So 10%, in fact, of our body mass is made out of mitochondria. The problem is that if we damage our mitochondria, we damage our mitochondria because we're not giving it the right food and we're having all forms of stresses, and then what ends up happening is that it causes cellular death. And so the cells die prematurely. So it's really important to understand that damage or low mitochondrial levels cause premature cellular aging and death. And that leads to what? Chronic illness. Super important. So it's the root cause of chronic disease. It's at least one characteristic. And what kind of diseases am I talking about? These are all the things that we deal with. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's disease, and these are neurodegenerative diseases. All forms of cardiovascular diseases and atherosclerosis, diabetes, and metabolic syndromes, autoimmune diseases, gastrointestinal, as well as musculoskeletal diseases such as fibromyalgia, and of course, cancer and infections. So we have trillions of these mitochondria throughout our body, and they're used over 90%. They use over 90% of the oxygen we breathe to do their vital work. So here are some of the symptoms of mitochondrial dysfunction or deficiency. Are you fatigued, lack of energy, feel burnt out? You actually feel pain and soreness, especially after a workout. You've got memory loss and you've got brain fog and you're tired. You wake up, you don't feel rested after sleep and you just can't get your words out. You've got mood changes. You're either really anxious or you feel a lot of depression. Do you have any headaches? Headaches in your, and that could be from low mitochondrial function. Are you finding that your joints, and everything is so stiff that you don't want to move anymore? Yeah, there's tingling and numbness in your nervous system, and I should say really more of your hands and feet. And then, are you finding that you can't fight against infections and you're always getting a cold left and right? Well, these are the symptoms, but I'll tell you what the main lifestyle factors that affect mitochondria and that can contribute to your chronic health. So if you're nutrient deficient and you're not eating very well and you're just eating everything that are empty calories like white rice, white food, white flour, and white potatoes, there's no nutrients there, that can cause mitochondrial deficiency. What else? When you're eating too much sugar, drinking too much alcohol, you're smoking and doing all kinds of drugs, that can do it too. If you don't eat enough protein and healthy fats, that can actually promote mitochondrial issues, especially if you're vegetarian. Now, toxins. If we are loaded with toxins, heavy metals and environmental toxins, even medications, that can stress out our body, which then, of course, deteriorates the mitochondria. Chronic stress, emotional, mental, and physical stress. What that does is it all causes oxidative stress, and that's the root cause of most diseases, right? So that will also affect our mitochondria DNA, and that will deteriorate it, causing then DNA mutations. What? Allergies. Allergies and inflammatory triggers can cause mitochondrial deficiency and reduce the health of the mitochondria. sedentary lifestyle. I talked about that, not moving, not exercising. Or maybe it's not about exercise, but you just had surgery and you can't move your leg if you had surgery to your leg. Or you actually got an injury and you can't move very well. Well, that's going to reduce your mitochondria. Obesity. You know, obesity is not just an inflammatory problem, but you can't move as well. And that causes mitochondrial issues. Now, one last thing, dehydration. If you're not drinking enough water, then you're not going to give the actual substrate to help with the energy production in the mitochondria. The mitochondria is so important in making energy, that ATP. ATP is the energy currency of our body. So we want to do everything we can to make more energy, right? So how do we do that? The first thing that I want you to know is that one of my favorite quotes is, you've got to use it or you'll lose it. So if you don't use your brain, you're going to lose your brain function. Same thing goes with our muscles. If you don't use your muscles, you're going to lose it. So use your muscles, otherwise you will lose your muscles. Sedentary lifestyle, not moving enough and using your muscles results in the loss in the mitochondria numbers and function. This leads to production of free radicals, oxidative stress, and ultimately cell suicide, meaning cell death. You know, that's the reason why the number one condition that I talk a lot about when it comes to mitochondria is diabetes. Because if we don't move and maintain your muscle mass, straighten your muscle, and optimize the ability for you to put the glucose, sugar into the cell, as well as the oxygen into the muscles to be able to burn it, then what's going to happen is that you end up having more blood glucose hanging about. And what does that do? Cause insulin insensitivity. So again, you know, they find in studies that type 2 diabetes have a ton of people who have type 2 diabetes have a ton of defects in the mitochondria, the mighty mitos, in the function and the numbers. And it's because they don't have the ability to put the sugar into the muscle. So if you exercise, that is the fastest way to help your diabetes issue, because the muscles and exercising will deliver the glucose right into the blood, into the muscles. So what I always say is, after you eat, then go out for a nice walk. And if you do that, you'll reduce the likelihood of that blood sugar being high, which then of course will help you with your insulin insensitivity, which then will help you with your diabetes. And of course, diabetes is linked to many diseases, cardiovascular, Alzheimer's, right, as well as metabolic syndromes. So super important that we maintain exercise. The number two area, a way you want to increase your mitochondrial health, is by taking the right supplements. And I'm a big believer in amino acid therapy, essential amino acids, because if you're deficient in the ability to make protein, then you're not going to build your muscle. How can you do that if you don't give the substrate to build muscle? That's essential amino acids. You can find that at my website. Super 8 aminos is what I take, and especially if you're vegetarian or vegan, you definitely want to have that. Phospholipids. Phospholipids are super important for the membrane of the mitochondria. And that means phosphatidylserine, phosphatidylcholine, and GPC, glycerol phosphocholine. Coenzyme Q10. Coenzyme Q10 is an essential antioxidant, very important to help you burn fat and increase the ability to use that, to make more ATP. Carnitine. L-carnitine, I've been using L-carnitine for over 30 years, and what it does is it delivers that fat cells into the mitochondria, help you with the metabolic support. Alpha-lipoic acid is a potent antioxidant and a critical cofactor for mitochondria to burn. And then B vitamins, magnesium. I love manganese, all super important as coenzyme cofactors for the Krebs cycle. And NADH, this is a certain type of B3 that's super important to build more ATP units. There's so many great nutrients, resveratrol, curcumin. I love Shilajit. Oh, gosh, so much to say. Well, you know what? For more information, you can go to drsuzanne.com/healyourpain. drsuzanne.com/healyourpain, and you'll find more information about how to build your mighty mitos. Well, this is Dr. Suzanne. Thanks so much. See you next time on Wellness for Life Radio MD.